الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وقال الله تعالى أيضا وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله إلى آخر الحديث أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is often stated, and we might add much to the delight of Muslims, that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Whether this assertion is scientific or anecdotal, it will make for a very interesting inquiry. Also interesting is the fact a recently released finding indicates that one in four persons on the face of this earth is a Muslim. Previously we were informed that Muslims constituted 20% of the world's population. On the basis of this new finding, that figure now increases to about 25%. When one compares adherence to religious tenets, doctrines, and practices, it is also a common fact that the Muslim community is the most religious in the world. Other faith groups, be it Jew, Christian, Buddhist, Hindus, cannot match and compare with Muslims in terms of religious practices. In this brief few remarks that we have made already, we have pointed out to you two aspects. One is the numerical ascendancy of Muslims, regardless of its causes. And secondly, the better religiosity of Muslims. Now these two characteristics, as a combination, should constitute a formidable force. In tandem, should be a potent energy. Despite what should be, what might be, what ought to be. Even the ultimate optimist has to concede that it has translated into very little meaning. There is little that we can show for. The cupboard is bare, to put it very crudely. If we Muslims, despite our numerical ascendancy, despite our better religiosity, if we have not become an accomplished and efficient and an excellent community, then we are missing something. Now the question would be, what are we missing? Despite having these characteristics, I like this. despite having these type of characteristics, we are missing something. And the question would be, what is that that we are missing? The response and the answer to this question depends very largely on the type of glasses an individual is wearing. What are his inclinations? What is his orientation? What activity is this person actively involved in? You might get a variety of answers to this particular question. Amongst them would be that we Muslims today are suffering from an endemic lack of ambition. An ambition that aims high. An ambition that motivates us to become trailblazers. An ambition that is instrumental in making us an excellent community. Islam teaches us to be excellent. Islam encourages us to become excellent. But it seems we Muslims today seem to lack an ambition to become Muslims. Yes, throughout the world, there will be many Muslims who aspire to the good things of life, who are able performers, competent individuals. But those filled with true ambition and passion for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the operative word is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constitute a very small percentage. So we can safely conclude that we don't have that ambition to be successful, to be excellent. And when we talk of excellence, let it be known that we are not referring to excellence exclusively to devotion and spirituality. It's a given. That is not negotiable. We are specifically talking about an excellence towards the contribution of life in this world. Have we made our mark therein? That is the question that we need to ask ourselves. We as Muslims need to understand why we are lacking in ambition, when yet there are sufficient texts in the Quran, sufficient texts in the Ahadith that promotes a person to become excellent. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated to us, and his companions following him demonstrated to us very clearly, that we as Muslims can be godly and at the same time be worldly, crowned with honor, success and excellence. There is no contradiction in it. We need to break free from this mentality of the world and the hereafter. The world is not an enemy of the hereafter. The world is a tool for the hereafter. Your status in the hereafter is dependent on what you do in this world. So it's not something that you should abhor or detest or hate. You've got to exploit the world in order for you to achieve a status in the hereafter. So as Muslims, our ambition transcends our personal glory, our personal honor. We need to learn once again to aim high, to become excellent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And a human being will get that which he has strived for. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And soon he will see the fruit of what he has done. ثُمَّ يُجِزَاهُ الْجِزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. And then he will be rewarded completely. The general application of this ayat implies both the worlds, this world and the hereafter. So the Quranic message is clear. Work hard and you will be rewarded. Work harder and you will be rewarded incomparably better. بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. So therefore, do not aim low. Do not settle for anything less than the best. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constantly encouraged the Sahaba to be excellent in whatever they do. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells the Sahaba, when you kill for the sake of eating an animal, then kill well. When you slaughter an animal, then slaughter well. The words used is ihsan. Do it well. There's no second, no small, no second measure here. So this inspiration to become excellent was embraced by the Sahaba. To the extent that within a period of 80 years, that same group of individuals who started a small desert city-state called Medina, within a period of 80 years, they ruled the greater majority of the civilized known world at the time. It was because of their excellence. Do not for one moment think that we are trying to bask in our past glory. No, not at all. All we are saying is how far we have deviated from our legacy. Hazrat Umar radiallahu an, a man of harsh temperament, known for his bravery, for his courage in his clan, he taught his companions to be best in everything, not to be mediocre in anything. Many times, we tend to pass off simplicity with mediocrity. Simplicity with mediocrity. That can be nothing further from the truth. Simplicity and mediocrity are two worlds apart. Do not pass off mediocrity as saying it's simple. Up until now, we have been speaking about adjectives, excellence, distinguished, settle for nothing less than the best. These adjectives should not be understood in a narrow sense. Do not for one moment think that we are encouraging people or trying to make people, every one of us, a Nobel Prize winner or a Warren Buffett. No, not at all. Raising your children is a great accomplishment. Teaching a person the true meaning of life is a great accomplishment. Being an inspiring and beloved leader or manager or an exemplary employee is a great achievement. The point here is, aim high in whatever we consider to be valuable in our lives. And have high aspirations in everything we do in life. When we talk of aspirations of life, just to trace the history of average human being, I hope we are not generalizing. A person will attend school, he'll try to get good marks, come matric, he will try to get an exemption, go to varsity, he will probably obtain a degree, Thereafter, he'll get a decent job. After a decent job, he'll get married. After getting married, he'll have a few children. After having a few children, probably he'll go for an umrah, he'll go for a hajj. After a few decades, he'll pass off into retirement, and that's how your life will end. What have we achieved? What excellence have we achieved? Is there something that we can write home about? That's the point we are trying to make. It's natural that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one with some sort of ability. So the first step in the process of leading a great and accomplished life is to know your strengths and to know the ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Exploit it and use it to change the world. Equally important is we need to also make a distinction between ambition, determination, and wishful thinking. There is a difference between the two, to have high hopes and to be wishful in your thinking. Many a time a person who has great ambition or is very ambitious is passed off as a person who is engaged in wishful thinking. And conversely, to be overly positive will make a person consider wishful thinking to be a sign of determination. So we need to draw a distinction between the two. And how will we draw the distinction? Hopes and ambition must be backed up with meticulous planning and careful execution. That will be the divide between wishful thinking and a legitimate ambition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom has blessed the human being with almost unlimited potential. And human beings have exploited that potential, and we see how this world has been transformed. And at times, for misguided ends. And so therefore this modern world also has become a cry for many. You and I as Muslims, who consider ourselves to the best of Ummah, we do have the answers. And how we are going to answer that is by becoming accomplished, by aiming high and becoming excellent. Because we are going to pose a few questions to you now. What help is there for the thousands of human beings whose health and quality of life is pathetic? Because their excreta flows in open drains and their children suffer from life-shortening diseases. What help is there for those type of people? What help is there for 10,000 of street children, boys and girls, who roam the megacities of the world, searching for scraps of food by day, who are searching for scraps of food by day, and seeking protection from the elements at night? We were posing a few questions to you. What help is there for the tens of thousands of street children who roam the streets of our megacities searching for scraps of food by day and seeking protection from the elements at night? What help is there for the thousands and millions of citizens whose rulers have squandered their wealth, who have pawned their country's resources into the hands of the multinational companies? What help is there for the materialist whose only concern is to improve the standard of his life rather than life itself. What help is there for the flora and fauna of the finely balanced ecosystem of the world, which is being devastated by the greeds of human beings, using highly efficient tools of exploitation? If you and I are not going to step up, I'm afraid these questions will remain unanswered. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the tawfiq, He grants us the understanding to reclaim our once ago legacy that we had. That during the time of Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, there was not a single person who was worthy of receiving zakat. He eradicated poverty. But it would need that we step up, become excellent, and aim high. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.